Hey, what's going on, my friend? It's Jordan Kalish here. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. Today, I'm going to be sharing a solo episode. Now, these solo episodes will consist of either an Instagram live that I've created or a separate video that I pulled from somewhere else that I really wanted to share on the podcast so you could have the audio experience. Now, whenever I do these solo episodes, particularly the Instagram lives, they're really just a stream of consciousness. I try not to plan them too much. I just allow whatever needs to come through me in that moment to come through. And usually the content is just what is needed for the person on the other side. And I trust that if you're here about to receive this, there's something here for you. So I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. My one request is if you did get some value from this solo episode, please ensure that you subscribe if you haven't already so that I can keep you posted when more of these come out, and share it with a friend as well if you got something useful from this information. So again, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking in this knowledge. It says so much about you to be on this journey. And I really hope you get something from today's episode. So enjoy. Hey, what's going on? Good to see you. Great to hang out. Looking forward to having a conversation with you today. Just sharing some life updates, some lessons that have been coming through as I've been living out here in Tulum for the last couple of months, almost a couple of months, which is wild. And I wanted to just drop in and share some updates, some things that I've discovered, realizations, breakthroughs, understandings, distinctions that may hopefully give you some insight or some clarity along in your journey. So thanks for being here with me, guys. Welcome. Good to have you here. It's a Wednesday at 10:51, Thursday actually, 10:51 a.m. out here in Tulum. And I'm just felt like there's some things on my heart that I want to express and just articulate, because it feels good. And also to pass on some lessons to you. It's been amazing out here. I've been living and working in Mexico now for almost 2 months, and it's been great to experience and feel the difference environments have on how you operate, you know, how the clarity that you have. And being out here in the jungle has been really nourishing. It's really nourishing for the soul when you're immersed in nature, but then you're also trying to be creative and run a business and have fun at the same time. And Tulum really allows you to do all of that. Yo, Liam, what's up, brother? Good to have you here. And you know, I want to share just some of the challenges, but also the breakthroughs that I've had while trying to run a business, while trying to manage consistency, and while also trying to have fun and enjoy life to the fullest. And that's been the biggest challenge for me over the last 8 months, because I've been traveling and living in different locations for the last 8 months. Last year around August, I left my hometown in Perth, traveled out to Canada. I've been through Europe. Now I'm out here in Mexico, and this is the home base for the next little bit. And everyone wants to, or a lot of people that I talk to, want to live that life of travel and working and living online. And it's an amazing life, but it also requires an extra level of responsibility and surrender that sometimes can be really challenging for the high achievers. Like for me, sometimes I've found the challenges around learning to let go of some of the rigidity or some of the structure and the routines that I love to have when I'm in a consistent environment. Routine, I've discovered, is really essential for productivity. It's essential for effectiveness and consistency in output, creative output, right? But what happens with routine is when you have a routine for too long, time starts to go really fast. Has anyone experienced that where you're just, you know, fuck, the weeks just fly by and you're like, wow, what the hell? We're halfway through the year already. How does that happen? It's because you're in a consistent routine. Not much is changing throughout your weeks. Yeah, and I had that for a couple of years back in Perth. And now that I'm traveling, I feel like I've lived 5 years in the last 8 months because my routine, my environment is constantly changing. So there's pros and cons to having a routine, and there's pros and cons to living a life of variety and travel a lot. And I'm experiencing both of that right now. And I want to share with you how I've been able to carve out or discover the optimal routine for when I'm traveling and when there's a lot of unpredictability or unknowns that are surfacing. Like the unknown last week was I didn't know where our next location, like we moved Airbnbs, didn't have a new place yet. I was like, fuck, well, I'm going to be a completely new Airbnb for the next four weeks. I don't even know where that is yet. How am I going to plan my week around that? The thing that I've discovered, there is essentials that for me that help me stay clear, sharp, focused, creative, no matter where I am or what I'm doing. And for me, it's having some consistent meditation practice, some consistent practice that allows me to find stillness of mind. The other thing is having a consistent movement practice, being able to move the body and stretch and just open up the body consistently on a daily basis. What I've realized is when I have a solid, deep internal process around these two areas, meaning I'm meditating at least an hour a day, every single day, or I'm moving the body and working out every single day, the combination of those two allows me to just surrender, relax, not get too uptight about the unpredictability or the things that I like to have control of in my life. So as a high achiever or someone who's really driven, a meditation practice or some sort of breath work or internal mindfulness practice is absolutely essential for having the ability to just let go of control, right? For the guys on here who are like running businesses or associate as high achievers, you know how hard it is to let go of control. We want to have everything perfect. I realized for me, like I have like these OCD tendencies around like my health and my routine and my energy. I'm like, and you have to let go of that sometimes when you're traveling. And that's been one of the benefits of this. And what I've discovered I want to share with you is if you are someone who likes to have a consistent routine, likes to have things dialed in. Yes, Mikey Spivak, let's go, brother. The idea for me, the biggest breakthrough for me is having a system reboot. Meaning if you have a routine for like 4 weeks, you're dialed in for 4 weeks, have little sprints set up in your life where you're like, hey, I'm gonna go hard, have high standards for my life for like the next 4 weeks. And then on the weekend, at the end of those 4 weeks, have a system reboot. For me, that looks like do the opposite of your current routine. If you are used to going to bed early, stay up late. Have fun, go out, do something different. Do something that breaks the mold or just shifts your paradigm a little bit, because it's in doing the opposite that sometimes we get access to new ideas, new ways of seeing the world, which is why I love traveling. Okay, you go traveling as you're in a new environment, you're exposing the mind to a new way of seeing the world that just unlocks more internally, right? So the caveat there is like if you're doing something different all the time, you lose the productivity, you lose the consistency and momentum that you're trying to build in your business. So this is what I mean by a system reboot. Have a sprint, set up sprints. 4 weeks for me is a great little sprint to have. 4 weeks of dialed in focus, health standards, business, creativity, and then have a day where you go, okay, cool, now I'm gonna let all of that go. I'm gonna let all of that go. And if you wanna stay up late, you know, if you wanna do whatever, let yourself have it. Or just go and do something completely different so that you just break the mold or the paradigm of your mind just seeing the world the same way. Okay, that's been a big breakthrough for me. The other thing that I want to share with you, this is a huge realization I had last week, which was super powerful, is in the realm of relationships. It's in the realm of how we interact with other people. For me, I've been in a long-term relationship for the last 8 years now with my partner, and I've become particularly aware and present and mindful of all my patterning, all my conditioning from my first relationship in my life, which is a relationship with my parents. Everyone, that's our first relationship. How you relate with your parents and the attachment styles you developed in those early years will start to show up in all your adult relationships. Most of you guys should be aware of that by now, right? So as you get into adulthood, you start to see all of the patterning. You know, all of the conditioned ways of relating with other human beings. So in my romantic relationship, I got to really like get crystal clear. Oh, that's how I react. I have an avoidant attachment. I like to pull away when I feel smothered. Boundaries are super important for me. Expressing my truth is really important, which is like what I'm feeling towards other people. But since I've been living and working with a good friend of mine who's a co-creator of a men's program that we're running together, I've discovered that there is a different kind of relationship that's being born here. It's a business relationship, and the same patterns have been revealing themselves, which is when I'm not setting boundaries, and I'm not communicating what's coming up for me, when I'm not communicating what's on my heart, what happens is my old patterning is a closing down, a withdrawing of love, and not wanting to feel the connection. Now, it's so important that you get aware of this in your life. For me particularly, the breakthrough is you must address and have crucial conversations consistently. Whenever you feel like there's a breakdown in your relationships, addressing it immediately with a conversation. Just going up to the person, hey, this is what's coming up for me. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm holding on to. Because there's no amount of meditation or breath work or plant medicine ceremonies that's gonna clear something you're holding towards someone else. Does this make sense? Yes, Rain, good to have you here. This is a huge one for me because I realized a couple of weeks ago that I was feeling really like low. I wasn't having access to creativity. I just felt a bit foggy. And it was because I was withholding something from my business partner. I wasn't expressing something to him. And my first reaction to feeling this way was like, oh, I need to go do breath work. I need to go do some meditation. I need to just be on my own, right? So I did all the breath works. It cleared it up for a little bit, but I still just didn't feel like myself. The minute I had the conversation with my friend and told him, hey man, when you did this the other day, I felt this. I really need this going forward into the future. Can we just have an agreement? I just want to get this off my chest. The minute we had that conversation, everything came back. The clarity, the presence, the creativity just came flooding back into my system because I addressed what was the blockage. For most of us in our relationships, it's the things that go unexpressed, the things that we withhold from other people, create internal blockages or weights. It's almost like we're just carrying this energetic weight around and we try to soothe it. And if you're in the personal development world, we try to soothe it with the reading, the meditating, the ceremonies, the rituals. We try to soothe this thing that we just need to address by actually getting uncomfortable and having an uncomfortable conversation. And another word for this is bypassing. Spiritually bypassing is you thinking you need to do something spiritual or conscious, personal development related to escape having to have facing something difficult in the world. You get what I mean by that? This is such a huge concept, right? And I firmly believe if you relate to the patternings I'm just sharing, meaning you have an avoidant attachment style, meaning you're a driven, high achieving person, meaning you're an empathetic person, meaning you feel a lot. If you relate to any of those categories, your medicine in this world to step into a new level of growth and expansion is to have uncomfortable conversations consistently. You guys feel me? Because I know all of you guys value relationships, right? Relationships are the things. I make the content. I see the best content's always the stuff on relationships because we can all relate to this, right? Yes, Rain, nailed it. And to go to the next level in your relationships is really what allows you to go to the next level in everything else in life. Because our relationships are just really defining the quality of the experience that we have, right? So your relationships are really defined by how well can you bring clarity into any situation? How well are you at communicating, this is what I feel. When you did this, I felt this. Can we have an agreement? Can we have a conversation around how we can improve, how we are going about business, how we're going about our lives together? The power in doing that is like you just get so much more confidence and so much more connection in your life when you're willing to have these conversations. So what happened to me after I had this realization, I went into all the areas, all the people where I felt like I was incomplete. You know what I mean? Because I've been living with quite a few different people recently my pattern is just like hide. Like I just shared that with you. I like to withhold. I like to go spend time on my own just to process things. But I realized the next level for me in my growth is to speak up, is to address things immediately, address the incompleteness, right? Yeah, nailed it. MSH, sweeping things under the rug. You don't want to get in the habit of just like, nah, it's all right. I'll get over it. It's fine. I don't need to have the conversation. No. Just address it immediately. Okay. And I'm sure as you're listening to this, you can probably think of people in your life that you feel incomplete about, right? Maybe someone that you live with. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe there's some things that happened in your past with your parents, or you're withholding something from them that you feel incomplete about. This is where like you can feel the amount of courage that's required in this, right? Everyone feels a little bit uncomfortable when they think about having a difficult conversation with their parents because we've got all these years of withholding resentment and feelings and stuff towards them that it's like, holy shit, it's so hard to bring that up. But you can see where this is the real work. You guys see that? Like, this is where the fucking work is. It's not in the plant medicine. It's not in the breath work. That has its place. They're tools for processing emotions. But in the work is in life. It's how you're showing up with the people around you. Yeah? Yeah. Highly favor 30. Thank you. Yeah. That's it. It's hard to talk to the people that we hold the most resentment or feelings towards. It's because we've built that up over years. But growing up around our parents, most of the times we didn't have the conditions of safety to be able to bring those things up as kids, right? We weren't able to, I don't know, I'm speaking for myself here, but I wasn't able to say to my parents, hey, like, you know, when you're not giving me the safe space, I'm feeling really shamed by what you're doing. I just didn't have the environment where I could have open dialogue with them. So a lot of the emotions were internalized. And over time, it's like it builds these layers of resentment towards the people that we love, but we don't feel that. Because there's all these blockages. And as you start to move through the blockages by feeling them, expressing them, you start to move through these layers, and eventually you can feel it at such a deep level of connection through open dialogue, through open conversations, right? And highly favored 30, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's not everything that you want to discuss with certain people, but around the people that you love, I'm referring to the context of if there's something that someone else is doing that's not, it's making you feel something that you dislike, or there's something that feels incomplete in a relationship with someone that you care about, I believe it's your responsibility to speak about that, to bring it up. Because if you don't, you're going to be holding on to that. The more you hold on to something, the more we build resentment. Resentment is the death of relationship, in my opinions, what I've discovered. Resentment is the red flag for me that there's something that I'm incomplete about that I need to speak. I need to speak it to that person and let them just, and a lot of the times nothing needs to happen. I just need to have the space to express, or more so, I just need to have the courage to be seen in what I'm holding on to. There's so much power in that, right? Shame especially is the thing. Like, the minute you speak shame into existence and you get seen in your shame, it literally starts to dissolve. It starts to dissolve, right? Thanks, Leo. Resentment grows in silence. Yeah, Iman, 100%, 100%. So that's the power of crucial conversations. And I guess that's the theme of this live today. Having difficult conversations is really the pathway of true growth in the world, because our relationships are defining, in my opinion, the level of growth that we have. If you want to see how advanced you are in your own spiritual development, look at the quality of the relationships around you. Look at how you relate with your parents. Look at how you relate with your siblings. That's the marker of your growth, not how much money you have in the bank account or how many ayahuasca ceremonies that you've done. Yeah? You guys feel that? Cool. Other things that I've getting written down here, I just want to speak to this. Recently, I've been really trying to dial in my spiritual disciplines, and this you know, obviously overlaps with what I'm sharing here, yeah? Because when you have a spiritual practice or a spiritual discipline in your life, you can ask or commune with God or higher power, nature, source consciousness, the universe. You can commune with that place and ask for clarity. You can surrender all the things that you're holding onto to this higher power and ask for clarity around how best to express what information that needs to come through you today, or what do you need today. And having a spiritual practice, in my opinion, around prayer or intention setting, however you want to say it. What's up, Roly Poly 300, great username. However you connect or set prayers and ask for guidance from a higher power is such an essential aspect of your spiritual routine. I call it a spiritual routine because you should be communing, or it's important to be communing with this place of stillness and clarity, because when you bring that into everything else in your life, meaning your relationships, you don't need to worry about saying the right thing. The right thing just comes through. You don't need to worry about fucking something up because you just get more and more lessons. So having a clear connection with the higher power or God is really what gives you the courage. Okay, so if you're holding back from doing something right now because of the fear that's blocking you, what gets unlocked in your life when you know that you can never fail, when you know you can never fuck something up, and you can know that no matter what happens, you are unconditionally loved by something greater than yourself? What then gets unlocked in your life? What would you then go and pursue? What would you then go and create? Or what would you then go and say? So then the question then becomes, how do you create that unconditional trust that you're always going to be taken care of? This is where your spiritual discipline comes in. For me, the spiritual discipline is communing with life and nature and God every single day. And for me to commune with that place requires space, it requires time, it requires an element of commitment to be like, hey, I'm going to show up for myself and just slow things down. For me, if you're a driven person or a high achiever like me, slowing down is the medicine, because my mind always wants to speed up. My mind always wants to get to the next thing and the next thing and do this and that. But that God is always here. Like the guidance is always around us. But when we're on fast forward, we miss it. So slowing down is the medicine, right? And when we can master the art of slowing down, which is so challenging, if you find slowing down really hard, it's your medicine. Just know that it's your medicine. And when you can access just mindfulness or presence in your meditation, but then you can bring that into the everyday moments of your life, which is like, can you walk somewhere mindfully? Can you have a conversation with someone mindfully without losing yourself in the mind, right? Can you, you know, do an Instagram live while still being present and conscious and aware of what's coming up in your body? Can you journal with more presence? Like all of the things, right, that we practice in our practices or our meditation practices, we want to bring them into life. We want to bring them into every moment-to-moment thing, because that's the upgrade. Like that's the thing that I used to get wrong for so, or I struggled with for so long, was been great in my meditation, but as soon as I went back out into life, I would just get pulled back into the mind. I'd be back on my phone, or I'd be getting lost in overthinking. The practice or the invitation for me and you is, can we stay mindful or present throughout the entire day? And every time we get lost in thought, we fall into unconsciousness, we fall back into an old pattern. Can we be gentle and kind with ourselves? Because that's when the judgment and the guilt and the shame starts to kick in and tells you you're not good enough, you're never gonna make it. Can we recognize that and learn to let go of the judgment and the pressure that we put on? Go, okay, I'm gonna come back to presence. I'm gonna give this another go. I'm gonna feel my feet on the floor. I'm just gonna relax a little bit deeper into my body. I'm just gonna feel the energy get a little bit more grounded in my body. And that's the pathway back home. The pathway home for me is clarity. The pathway home is a deep knowing of, like, this is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be said. This is where I need to go next. The deeper that you can surrender into that place within yourself, because we all have access to it. You guys feel that? We all have access to it. The more deeper we can surrender into it, the less you have to worry. The less you have to worry about what's the right decision, what's the right thing. You just know. And I've really been trying to live my life that way, because I don't know where I'm gonna be next month. I don't know if I'm gonna stay in Mexico. I don't know if I'm gonna travel somewhere else. Like, and I've let go of needing to know. It's such a beautiful thing in the world when you can let go of needing to know the answer, because it's so hard for the mind to do that. If you can relate to what I'm sharing, you know, our minds, we love knowing. We love knowing, well, like, where are we going to be next? Where's the next paycheck going to come in? If you can let go of all of that, you get access to such a deep level of guidance where you start to operate from possibility instead of limitation. And that's where we want to play. That's where we get to dance with the creativity and the fun and the magic that's all around us. Can you operate on the edge of the unknown and have full faith and trust that whatever you need is coming to you? You've got everything that you need. The present moment has everything that you need for the evolution of your soul. Wow, I'm going on a bit of a ramble today. It's great though, it feels good. It feels good to flow with you guys. I'll finish on one more thing, and then if you have some questions, I'm down to answer some questions before I wrap things up on here. But I appreciate all you guys just being here with me and your presence and taking this content in, and I hope it's unlocking some clarity or some insights, or if anything, I hope it's inviting you to just slow down a little bit and relax a little bit more into the fact that you've made it. Like, you're here. There's nothing else. There's nowhere else you need to be. There's nothing more you need to have. You have everything here. And when we just slow down and learn to receive, right? Thanks, other age. Learning to receive is really the most powerful thing you can do. Because if you're a high achiever, if you're a people-pleasing type person, you give so much to other people, but you don't receive enough. That's why we burn out. That's why we get tired. That's why we start to lose the inspiration in life, is because we haven't practiced receiving. All right? And receiving happens right now. Receiving happens like, can I just relax and be at ease with whatever is happening inside of my body? And can I receive the inflow of chi or prana or life energy that's just constantly moving through us without constricting or holding on to things or tightening our jaws or like being tense? Just relax and receive. That is the medicine. Yes, Paul, implementing tips on slowing down into a busy lifestyle. Yes, bro, thank you. That's a great question. Slowing down, like I said earlier, is not just a practice. You get to infuse it as a way of being, right? And if slowing down is difficult for you, like I said earlier, it is your medicine. It's where all the growth or the breakthroughs are gonna come from in your life. So for me, the slowing down then just became a number one priority. Became a number one priority. Tiff, I see your message there. I'm gonna get to your question. And when you realize that, okay, slowing down is my medicine. It's not an ayahuasca ceremony or plant medicines or mushrooms right now. I just need to actually just slow down and receive a bit more. And that's what's gonna get me to the next stage of my life. I'm saying that because this is how my mind works. I need to take some more mushrooms. I've let go of taking plant medicine. I've really stepped back from taking plant medicine because I've realized the medicine is here. The medicine is the slowing down. The medicine is receiving. So when you choose to prioritize taking your medicine every single day, which is when you wake up, move really slow. When you wake up, sit for an hour and don't do anything and learn to receive. And if your life is set up in such a way right now where you don't have time to do that, well, it's time to readjust. It's time to change things up, because life is not going to work for you when you don't make the time and the space to listen and receive the guidance and the clarity. Okay, so you start by creating time and space in your morning or in your evening, and then you learn the practice of committing to bringing slowness into everything that you do. Paul, a more direct answer to your question is, in the moment-to-moment ways of practicing slowing down, especially for men, you want to, before you start anything, before you have an interaction with someone, a client, a patient, a friend, a lover, before you engage in any sort of social interaction, before you begin a task or a job, you want to just stop for a moment and take a breath in and then relax a little bit deeper and into your lower centers. For men, you want to relax a little bit deeper into your balls. You want to really feel a sense of grounding in this moment, right? For a lot of us, we get our energy pulled up into the head and we're disconnected from our body. So if you can practice that, just a minute, just to relax, breathe, surrender a little bit deeper, recognize where am I holding tension, and come from a place of groundedness, that simple little practice throughout the day is going to infuse little moments of slowness, which will bring so much more clarity into and quality into everything that you do. Hope that helps, Paul. Great question, brother. Tiff, I'm going to answer your questions. Let me have a quick look. What's your thoughts on healing from betrayal in relationships? Yeah, huge. Betrayal, if you got betrayed, there's a strong possibility that has brought up some resistance or closing down. You probably closed your heart down, right? You know, when someone has cheated on you or someone has left you, the heart closes up and the body, or you develop a pattern of wanting to protect yourself from experiencing that trauma or that pain again. Your work then becomes, are you courageous enough? Do you have enough faith and trust in God or something greater than yourself to know that it's safe for me to open my heart again? It's safe for me to receive and be open to receiving love again, with the knowing that life's got me. God's got me. You are loved unconditionally always by this greater intelligence that's moving through us. And as you have a stronger relationship with that aspect, you know that it's safe to open. You know that you can never be hurt. And even if you do, if someone does let you down or someone does attempt to hurt you, you can be okay with the knowing that, hey, maybe there's some more pain from my past that still needs to come up and be processed for me to be able to practice the strength of connection that I have with myself and God. And I hope that makes sense, Tiff, but being betrayed must have been a gift for you to learn how to develop a stronger connection with something greater. So I hope that answers your question. Trademark it. Yes, Paul. Thanks, brother. I should quote that. I'll get my assistant to go through these lives and pull out some quotes. Thanks, Tiff. If anyone's got a couple more questions, or if you've got a question, or if you just want some clarity on something, feel free to drop it in the chat, and I'm more than happy to answer it. I'll jam on here for 5 more minutes before we wrap it for the day. And it's 11:20 a.m. here, so I'm going to jump out to a co-working space, get a few more things done, getting ready to start up the next round of the men's program that I facilitate. It's been an amazing experience to be able to support men in this work and lead men through a deeper journey of discovering all of the things that I'm sharing, which is just like more slowness, more connection, more presence, deeper relationships, stronger health, more clearer mind, like all of the stuff. It's all so simple, right? But sometimes it's hard to do it on your own. So it's been a great journey or experience to be able to lead other people through this and see the power of community and the power of having support and accountability in your life. Yes, Ari, tips on meditation and how can we be more in sync with yourself? Firstly, if you know what it feels like to be in sync with yourself, that's the first step. Become familiar with that feeling and just know, okay, this is what being in sync with myself, this is how I know I'm in sync with myself. And if you're asking that question, Ari, I get the sense that you already know what that feeling is. And then you get to ask yourself, moment to moment, what do I need right now to be able to step more into syncness or into alignment, right? What do I need right now to be able to access more of that? Because it may not be meditation, bro. It may be, if we go back to the larger thing we're sharing here, is if we can make everything a meditation, then the actual practice of sitting in meditation doesn't have to be the one thing that you go to. Maybe in that moment you need to step out and move the body a little bit just to open up some energy. Maybe you need to do some back bends. Maybe you just need to go sit out and jump in the ocean or have some cold water on your face, and that brings you back into syncness. So it depends on tuning into a level of sensitivity within your body to know that, I feel a sense of incoherence in my mind and my heart right now. My HRV is really low. I feel like I'm overthinking because I'm withholding love from someone. I need to have a difficult conversation with someone. It's the sensitivity, bro. That would be my invitation to you, is learn to notice all the subtle ways that you block life from moving through you. Could just be your jaw. Maybe you just need to relax your face a little bit more and drop your shoulders a bit and drop your energy back down into your lower centers, like I said before. And that is what will bring you back into synchronicity. I hope that makes sense. I'm just going to answer the first question, the last question that I see on here. I'm sorry if I've missed your question, but Carrie has asked, how can I support my male partner who has been betrayed, hurt, cheated on in almost all past relationships? Wow, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I feel like the best thing you can do, Carrie, is as a woman in a relationship, is to be an honest source of support and authentic reflecting to him. Meaning, if he's most likely got some patterns or some protection mechanisms that has probably caused his heart to close down, right? So when you feel his heart closing down, when you sense that he's pulling away or he's doing something to out of safety instead of love because of his past, you can be there as that. There's the openness, is the source of love to make him feel, hey, I see you. It's okay. I'm here. What do you need right now? What do you need? How can I support you? What do you need from me? And just keep showing up in love for him and giving him, I guess, the opportunity to open up and express or to move through whatever is coming up for him. And I would also definitely suggest that if he's not in a men's group, if he doesn't have access to other men around him where he can get support from other men, that is definitely the most powerful and effective way for a man to move through a lot of the pain that may be getting in the way of him having love and connection in his life. So be a source of inspiration, give him honest reflections, keep showing up in love, and then just say, hey, how can I support you? What do you need? And if he needs pointing in the right direction, I get the sense that you know where that is. There's plenty of support online and men's groups, or locally there's men's groups as well. All right. Okay, let's do one more question. I see Lucas, how to connect with more masculinity and assertiveness. I'm a person who's trying to feel more safe in my body to be able to take up space and self-advocate. Yeah, bro, I feel that. I'd look at all the ways in which you feel like you're not being masculine, you're not being assertive in your life, whether that be in relationships, whether that be in business, whether that just be around your family. Look at all the ways that you're sensing your masculinity being squashed, and then start to step into those environments knowing that that's where you get to practice opening up. That's where you get to practice that courage muscle that we were speaking of. And you're going to know when you step into those environments that you start to shut down. Maybe you struggle to speak up. Maybe you struggle to express yourself. And there's nervousness, or your body starts to, the heart rate goes up. So notice all the ways that your body starts to protect you or try to shut you down. And learn to love that feeling. Learn to fall in love with that feeling when it comes up. Because you get to now decide that feeling is a reminder or is a representation of your soul expanding. And so for me, it was like changing the meaning of like what being nervous or anxious or being shy meant is actually my mind's way or my body's way of trying to protect me from potentially being shamed. And when you recognize that whenever you feel that, it's another opportunity to surrender deeply, love yourself, and practice just feeling all of it, because the minute you feel all of it and start to practice expressing it, it starts to dissolve. And the only way you can practice it is just keep putting yourself in the arena, bro. So you, whatever your arena is, just keep chucking yourself in there. And have the disciplines and the awareness and the connection outside of it to learn how to just self-regulate, learn how to just slow your breathing down. And I promise you, man, you're going to get up on the other side of it. Guys, thanks so much for being on here. I really appreciate you. Really appreciate you tuning in. It's been a great conversation, and I thoroughly enjoy just sharing some of these insights with you all. If you want to dive deeper, I've got the podcast, it's called State Shifters Podcast. There's a lot of great interviews that are coming out. So if you haven't checked that out yet, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, if you want to go deeper into some of these conversations. If you also want to explore some more of the upcoming opportunities to do this work together with me, then click the link in my bio. There's some ways to work with me on there. But I'll be doing more lives very soon, more content coming out as usual. Thanks again. Drop me a DM if you want to connect as well. Love to hear from you. Much love, guys. Have a great day. Peace. There we have it, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. One last thing before you take off.
I want to tell you a little bit about The Path, which is a four-month men's program that I facilitate. Enrollments are currently open. And if you're a man listening to this, or you know a man that may feel the call to step into a men's program, a men's group, then this is the opportunity for him. And if you're tuning into my content, if you're here, you're listening to this, there's some sort of resonance through what I'm putting out. There's something that's calling you to step into this work. And I have decided that I wanted to, you know, create opportunities for men to come together, to attract the right kinds of men who are willing to support each other in this journey. And what The Path is, it's a four-month men's program where we go into each of the domains, all of the domains of a man's life, his relationships, his finances, his spirituality, his health, his fitness, all the areas to help him achieve full potency. And we do this through a very specific, measurable, tracked program where we have structure and we have accountability and we have guidance. And essentially, we meet every week, we come together, we measurably track progress in each of these areas, and we have safe spaces where we can open up around other men to release the things we've been holding onto, to release the blockages that are holding us back from being true, authentic, grounded warriors in this earth. And if you're here, you know the urgency, you know the need for this kind of work, especially for us men to step into this new level of leadership. So I just wanted to let you know that we're now taking enrollments for the next round. It's something that, you know, I really feel that this is my heart and soul's calling to bring this work to fellow men, to fellow brothers like yourself. So if you head on over to thepathbrotherhood.com, you'll be able to learn more information about The Path, what it's about, and how to apply. And if there's something in your soul that's resonating with what I'm sharing, then please follow that calling, because on the other side of it is a whole new realm of possibility, power, and confidence that will just start to emit from you. It will emanate out of you. You deserve it, my friend. You fucking deserve it. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll see you on the inside. Take care.